From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Rebels breached the Syrian government siege on opposition neighborhoods in the city of Aleppo, opening a corridor in the south and marking a major military breakthrough. University of San Francisco Middle East scholar Stephen Zunis tells VOA the rebel advances in Aleppo are crucial.
Whether this is just a temporary setback for the Syrian regime or a sign of a turn of the tide, they are no doubt going to continue to unleash heavy air power, which, as we have seen over the past nearly 5 years, has led to huge numbers of civilian casualties.
Zunis says the battle for Aleppo, which is Syria's largest city and former commercial heart, is pivotal for the Syrian civil war. Meantime, Pope Francis condemned the fighting in Syria and offered some concern for those suffering in Aleppo. Disgraced South African athlete Oscar Pistorius was treated at a hospital for wrist injuries over the weekend. Now back in prison, where the former track and field star is serving a 6-year sentence for murdering his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. Prison spokesman quoted Pistorius as saying it was not a suicide attempt. The spokesman said he fell out of bed. Pistorius, a Paralympian gold medalist, pleaded not guilty and maintained Steenkamp's death was accidental. Voters in Sao Tome and Principe went to the polls Sunday in a second round of the country's presidential election, with just one candidate after the incumbent president Manuel Pinto da Costa boycotted the race. He quit alleging voter irregularities in the first round with his rival ex-parliamentarian Evaristo Cavallo. This is VOA News. Estimated 1 million or more people filled an Istanbul stadium and surrounding streets in a show of solidarity with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan after last month's aborted coup. Pro-government demonstrations also occurred in Washington, New York, and the state of Pennsylvania, where Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, accused by Ankara of being the mastermind of the failed coup, lives in exile. His extradition is being sought. Gulen has denied any involvement. Kemen Bozkurt is a Turkish-American protester.
The message is for President Obama. Before he finishes his term, he must send Fethullah Gulen to Turkey. That's the biggest message. President Obama, I hope because of you, he will hear me. He must send him back.
Turkish government's post-coup attempt crackdown has detained nearly 18,000 people, mostly members of the military. The entire Russian team has been banned from the Paralympic Games in September, punishment for the country's systematic doping program that extends beyond the partial ban imposed on Russian athletes who wanted to compete in the current Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. International Paralympic Committee has strongly condemned Moscow's doping program, including at the 2014 Paralympics in Sochi, Russia, and issued a blanket ban on Russian athletes hoping to enter the competition next month in Rio. Russia says it plans to appeal. Kenya's track and field team manager, Michael Rotich, was sent back home after newspapers reported he had requested money to let journalists posing as athletic officials know when drug testers would arrive. He denied the allegation. Mark Adams is a spokesman for the International Olympic Committee.
We wait to see the actual evidence either of malpractice or if actually this person could actually deliver what he was claiming he could deliver. So we wait. I mean, it's an allegation by one person. It would be interesting to get some information. We wait to see that. What I can also tell you is that the track and field team in Kenya is probably the most tested track and field team in the last 2 years.
Allegations were printed in the British Sunday Times newspaper. Now to the actual Rio Olympics. American swimmer Michael Phelps, the most decorated athlete in Olympic history, has won his 19th gold medal as part of the 100-meter freestyle relay. Sadiq Umar scored a first-half goal, and Nigeria defeated Sweden 1-0 to become the first team to guarantee a spot in the quarterfinals of the men's soccer tournament. A lot more events going on there. You can find out more at voanews.com. Are always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.